Yeah, for sure. You know, just this last little stretch, I think we haven't been winning games by, you know, luck. It's been a lot of hard work and working together and making sure we're all on the same page, and it's been followed by success. So, you know, we don't have time to sit here and praise ourselves and relax here. We got to keep pushing forward.
What's the difference between a team that sits after the second period of a game like last night, says all the right things but doesn't make it happen, and one that makes it happen? What's the difference between maybe last year and this year for you?
Well, you know, sometimes that's just confidence in our ability in here to turn that switch and, you know, realize what we need to do and do all those proper things and get a little desperate and make it happen.
Well, Julian said facing you yesterday would be different because you guys have a playoff spot, and that's a team that once you have that, whether you get in or not, plays different than when they're struggling to get in. Do you agree with that, and how do you play differently? I guess it's looking for that consistency to stay there.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think, you know, if you look at the standings, it's, you know, we're battling for our lives. So I think, you know, it's not like we're in a comfortable position here. We got to be desperate every night, and, you know, got to be tough to play against. But every other team we're playing is kind of in the same boat. So, you know, they're all going to be tough games.
But is it easier to try and maintain that consistency of winning like you did last night than it is to maybe struggling to keep winning or to get some wins?
Yeah, I mean, when you're doing the right things and you have, you know, a lot of things going right and the team's clicking and you get, you're having a lot of great performances in a lot of different areas, yeah, I mean, it's easier to keep it going and have confidence in your group and, you know, do the right things and play good hockey.
Andrew, I asked this question of Andre. Is there a different feeling this season because in terms of getting to the playoffs? Because last year you needed help to get into the playoffs. This year you're pretty much in control of your own fate.
Well, I think we've put ourselves in the position to control our own destiny, and if we keep playing the way we have, you know, we're confident that we'll get in. But, you know, like I said, it's on us to keep going and keep pushing and trying to you know, distance ourselves from that pack that's battling for that eighth and, you know, maybe sixth to eighth, you know, last three spots. So, you know, that's kind of the mentality we need to have going forward here is, you know, we want to get away from that group and push forward.
Would you say that Andrei Pavlik deserves maybe Hart Trophy consideration?
Well, I mean, he's been our best player, you know, this last month. And for us, you know, he's a guy that gives us a chance to win, you know, each and every night. So, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough category to come out on top on, but definitely he's our probably most valuable player in this room and, you know, someone that we need going forward.